Hi, I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Do you use the internet? Are you on Facebook? Are you someone who likes to tweet? What if your patients do that? What if you know that your patient has a Facebook page, or you find out that they're tweeting, or they ask you, will you friend me? Should you use the internet to keep an eye on your patients? This question came up for me in a very real way when I was asked by a physician who was associated with a transplant program what I thought about the following situation. A gentleman who needed a liver transplant was told that he had to remain sober for a year in order to be eligible to get that transplant. He said he would be. He was tested maybe once every couple of months to see if he had any alcohol in his bloodstream. They knew he had a problem with alcohol because he'd had a DWI that had resulted in a criminal conviction because someone was injured, so that history was known to them. His sister said he was doing fine. He swore he was doing fine. But he tweeted a picture of himself in a bar with a beer in his hand, and someone on the staff of the transplant unit, not the surgeon, but somebody who worked there, saw that tweet. The information was passed on to the transplant team. Question became, do we exclude him based on this picture? So I think tweets, Facebook pages, these are public. If you're putting that information up there and someone sees it, it can, and in legal parlance, will and should be held against you. On the other hand, if you're going to use it, you have to give the person the right to explain. Maybe it's an old picture. Maybe someone didn't like him, put that picture up. Maybe it's a false site. It isn't even him who's running the Twitter site. I think it's information that might be used and certainly could be used to challenge what the patient says, but the patient has a right to respond, to explain, to say this is a mistake or whatever they may want to say in response to that. Now, this was life and death, so if he had to recycle again and promise to stay sober and get tested more frequently now because they didn't trust him, he might well die before he got his liver, but I think that's what happened in the case. It does raise other interesting questions. Let's say you told somebody to go on a diet, and all of a sudden you see them reviewing barbecue joints and fried chicken shacks on their Yelp evaluation sites. Is that okay? Should you reach out and push to see what they're doing out there? Some physicians have laughed and said to me, I don't have time to be doing any of that. And it's probably true. We barely have time now, sadly, to have a good conversation with patients, much less chase them all over the internet. But information may come to you indirectly. It may be passed along third hand. And again, my view is public information is something that has to be taken into account. But if you're going to do that, you better share that with the patient, giving them the right and the opportunity to explain what somebody says they've seen on social media. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU Langone. Thanks for watching.